All right, howdy y'all, and welcome to Stasis Pod, the Transformers Rescue Bots Academy podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Jen.
Come on, all y'all. It's not a sabotage. It's the great Energon Rush this weekend. Other things. I'm Debbie.
I'm not a miner.
So that means you can be the leader of the good guys on that show War Planets?
Maybe.
Because that was the whole guy's deal. I'm just a miner.
He's just a miner.
Also, try to ignore that I have the exact same voice as, like, grown-up Enzo from Reboot.
Did you see that they got masters of that, too?
Of Shadow Raiders / War Planets? That's fantastic.
Yes. That is extremely exciting.
That's something we've got to do for a future episode.
Yeah.
And hey, if they've got good remasters going up, that would be a good opportunity to jump on that.
Yeah, I guess we'll wait until that comes out.
Right now, saddle up Hoopleheads, because we are heading out west for the great Energon Rush.
Yeehaw.
This is the 17th episode of Season 2 of Rescue Bots Academy, or, hashtag nice, the 69th episode overall.
Oh-ho! Yep. I don't know if that's appropriate for a small children's show.
No, not for the show.
Don't ask your parents, kids.
Yeah, don't ask them.
This one was written by Ben Ward, last seen around these places, writing Trouble Cubed, the one where Katcha took Grimlock's cube.
No! Not his cube! Hotshot, World Hoist, Medics, and Wedge. Let's team up together, we'll give them the edge. Rescue Bots Academy.
So it turns out that that Hoist is a big fan of the Wild West.
It's because they have great hats.
Because
he does have a sized for him white hat.
Yes,
which just made me think of whatever show that character was. Dimmadome.
Oh, was that the Fairly Odd Parents?
I have no
big hat.
I have no concept of that other than guy with hat in meme that goes out of frame.
It is indeed a... It makes him look like some sort of riverboat gambler.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's doing his cowboy voice and medics, again, because he is neuroatypical, has no idea what he's doing.
No. Why are you talking weird? Mm-hmm.
But it turns out it is once more time for Hoist to confront his own base bigotry. Because Grimlock is going to be in this episode, too.
Yay! Yeah.
So anyway, Grimlock is his mentor. He's trying to figure out some sort of learning activity. And also, Grimlock is not really sure what a cowboy is, because he wants to know which half is the cow.
Which seems wrong, since there were Old West episodes of R.I.D.
Of course, that's true, but they also... I encountered a guy who was actually half a cow.
Yes, that is true.
But also, Grimlock is like, I'm not very good at lesson planning. Sorry.
Yes. Yeah.
Which, fair. I mean, he's a Dinobot.
But hey, there's an old newspaper and it's got him giving these owl hoots a clue.
Grimlock asking Hoist if he's having some kind of vocal trouble, and he says, me, Grimlock, have the same problem sometimes.
Yeah, that was cute.
So it turns out that way back in the cowboy days, miners found some Energon in a mine.
But they didn't know what it was.
Yeah, so now they are going to go Energon mining, and Heatwave is like, well, you know, as long as you don't die, that's probably okay.
Yeah, it was very weird. Like, he's like, oh, that sounds dangerous. You can go.
Well, they sounds dangerous. Just be careful.
They got to bring some backup.
Yes.
Yes. But it felt like Heatwave was having a bad day, and it's like, yeah, sure, go take the children into danger. I've had too much on my plate today. I don't care.
Heatwave is always having a bad day.
Yeah.
But it turns out that much to Hoist's somewhat terror, their backup is Sludge and Snarl.
Yay! Dino buddies!
We met them way back in Mission Dinobot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to the point, like, it was far enough ago that I forgot, like, which ones were there. I kept thinking it was Sludge and whatever the Triceratops is called these days.
Slug, I think.
Lately, it has been consistent of that, I think, but that could change at any point. But it was Snarl, yeah, which is nice. I prefer Snarl.
I have seen it pointed out that the two other Dinobots in Animated are the other two from the two who are here.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's what
I did. So it's Swoop and Slug in Animated, and then Sludge and Snarl here. Which is good. Everyone needs some love. Give all the Dinobots some love.
Yes. So, of course, Hoist tells him it'll be dangerous, and, you know, it's too dangerous to go alone. Take these. And then he just slaps little flashlights onto their noses.
Yes, they get little headlights.
Yes.
And, of course, once they're in the mine, it turns out that bringing several gigantic and extremely clumsy robot dinosaurs into this mine wasn't a great idea, because Sludge just ends up in mine carts on his feet like roller skates.
Well, also, as they're going in, one of them declares that Dinobots aren't scared of mountains.
Yes.
Yeah, they're very much, like, once all three of the Dinobots are together, they just switch into bragging, I'm not afraid, bro mode.
Mm-hmm. And because Snarl has to prove that he's also not a big wuss, he also ends up on, like, one of those mine cart, like, but not, like, the carts, the one that's sort of the sort of flatbed type ones.
Yeah.
And
he ends up rolling into the mine, too.
One, the railroad tracks.
Mine carts are one of my favorite things in video games.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Ooh.
Well, there is that, because, like, when Sludge slides off, it's like he's four minecarts by himself. It's like, oh, and there's even, like, the classic side shot, which was very video gamey, of them rolling through the
yes
mines.
There are maybe David hasn't gotten this far yet, but there are minecarts in Pocopia.
No, I have not gotten. I have not gotten back to video games lately. Have been like. Not enough time for a lot of things. I started playing Pragmata, and I'm really liking that, but I haven't had time to finish the dag thing. Mm-hmm. Once I'm done with that, because it's relatively short, I think it's maybe 20, 30 hours or something. After that, I'll get back to Pocopia.
Pocopia.
Or I'll start bringing Pocopia with me when I'm doing things. But, like, there's also, it's like, I want to read.
There are minecarts, and if you have a Pokemon following you, and you get on a minecart that has, like, a couple of them attached, the Pokemon will get on the minecart behind you, and you can have a little train going, and it's extremely cute.
Okay, I have to find those.
So these Dinobots are just determined to outbro each other, and pretty soon they have just collapsed this mine.
Also, speaking of things in video games, glowing mushrooms! There are glowing mushrooms.
Yeah.
Which are a staple of both Pocopia and Skyrim.
See, I've been watching that show, Widow's Bay, so I was just thinking about that show with these mushrooms.
Yes, I have not.
How is that show?
I am not caught up.
It's good.
But it's good.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay, I guess I do have to watch that.
Let's just say there may be some hallucinogenic fungi involved in the show.
Ooh. Yes! I'm like an episode or two behind. I need to catch up on that after we wrap up here.
Well, now you're extra behind because there were two episodes this week.
No, but Spider-Noir is also out.
Yeah, that's another thing. I haven't started that.
But also one of them is like a full episode flashback to, like, colonial times.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Oh.
Yeah. It's got Betty Gilpin in it from the late lamented Glow.
Ooh.
Yeah, I never did get... There's too many damn TV shows. I need to finish the Star Trek Academy show.
Oh, yeah.
Then get to, well, I guess the Widow Bay thing at some point. Noir. Spider-Noir. Yeah, I will get
also
to that.
Also good.
There was some other thing that came out recently that I wanted to watch, but have not had time.
It's too much.
Anyway, so they are indeed, they're buried alive.
They bring down...
And they can't even...
Perhaps they should have been scared of mountains.
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, Hoist has a plan, but it is not going to involve them just trying to...
Well, Sludge is such a tiny sauropod. I always think him, he should be bigger than Grimlock, but he never is in any continuity because of toys. But they discover pink gold before the cave-in.
Yes.
So they are caved in with the Energon.
Yeah. But it is neat, like how their brashness and dumbheaded Dinobotness caused them to cave the entire mine in on themselves once they found the Energon supply, which is like classic like Gold Rush fever madness nonsense. It's like, we finally found it. Oh no, I've collapsed the mine on myself. I am dead, and no one will find the lost Dutchman mine again, or lost Dinobot mine now.
R.I.P.
So Hoist does have a plan to get them out of there, but it's going to involve the Dinobots being very careful and cooperating and not trying to outbro each other.
good luck.
But, yeah, then Grimlock kind of admits that, you know, I was just trying to, you know, just be, trying to be the man. But, you know, Snarl tells him that, you know, you could eat lettuce and bathe more than once a year and you still wouldn't look weak to us.
Yeah, it is nice, like, their outward attitude is big, tough jock bros, but they're sensitive big, tough jock bros. It's like, man, you just share your feelings and we're okay with that, dude.
The real villain was toxic masculinity, and they have overcome that villain.
Yes.
So unfortunately, they have not overcome the other villain, which was a bunch of heavy rocks.
Yes!
Yeah.
But no, Hoist is going to use his winch to sort of pull them whilst the Dinobots support this tunnel.
Also, this is some notably non-explosive Energon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Because they're not shooting at it, they're just dropping rocks on it.
I assume it was stabilized when the Vox super weapon superheated the Earth.
Oh, yes,
in prehistory.
Of course.
Oh, wait. Okay, when they're cutting out of the cave, Hoist, what is the device Hoist is using to cut the rocks with?
Yeah, it's the one that he's not going to get till later. It's his plasma cutter.
Yes, it's the one he gets in two episodes.
Yep.
That's... I mean,
what? A continuity error?
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird that, like, continuity errors are something that long-standing Transformers tradition. But I can't remember the last time it's come up. I don't think it's happened in Rescue Bots Academy before. I think it was, like, maybe one or two things in regular Rescue Bots where it was like, that feels out of order.
Yeah.
But this one's real obvious.
Mm-hmm. So they're all safe, and Grimlock, he's, you know, even though the mission was a total disaster, he did get he's got a single nugget of Energon as a keepsake for Hoist.
Little,
to remember there.
Little chip of it.
Yes. Right, so this is a fun one, and that now brings us to an episode that apparently involves the meta plot.
A meta plot? Where'd that come from?
The Great Energon Rush was a fun episode. However, my stupid brain... Because I've been meaning to write, like, Rescue Bots fan fiction. Mm-hmm. Now Rescue Bots Academy fan fiction. Mm-hmm. And I was started writing it... I hadn't really written it much. It mostly in my head in a paragraph or two of notes. Trying to fill in the gap from a few episodes ago when Hoist and Grimlock saved a kitten from a mine...
Oh, that's right.
So I was writing that up in my head, and it's like, okay, I'll bring in one of the Dinobots. I'll bring in Sludge. Oh, but he can't fit in the mine because he's so big. And then this episode is basically that, except Sludge is in the mine. It's like, well, I have to rewrite crap. It is just weird that, like, I was setting that up because it was mentioned a couple episodes ago. So I wasn't expecting them to literally do that again without kittens. It's like, okay, fine. Also, because, like, they're mentioning the last time that they hung out with Hoist, like, and what did they say? Like, he proved himself to them or something or other. Like they were impressed by him, and he's like, I'm scared of you guys, but also impressed. Although they didn't explicitly mention that it was when they found the UFO that looked like Cosmos. Was that the one that you looked? No, the one that looked like Cosmos was a simulation, right?
Yes.
Anyway, they did find a UFO with the thingy with the Dinobots. They weren't explicitly saying that, so I can still write that story. I just have to rejigger what I was going to do with Sludge. Anyway, next episode, lore time.
That's right. Continuity in my Rescue Bots Academy? It's more likely than you might think.
Wild.
This is the 18th episode of the season, 70th overall, written by the extremely Irish duo of Kieran Morrison and Mick O'Hara. Mm-hmm. Last scene in these parts, writing Acting Out, the one where they put on a show.
Not very long ago at all.
Yeah. So this is a little bit of continuity back from Mission Dinobot, when Hoist and Grimlock found that old Cybertronian ship.
Yes.
Because it turns out that there is a vault inside that has now been salvaged by Ratchet.
It's the AllSpark. No, I guess it's not the AllSpark.
It is another cube object.
The cube!
It is kind of a cube.
The cube.
Mm-hmm. So they want to know what's inside, and there's a handy crank on it, but as soon as Ratchet starts turning that crank, it breaks.
There is a lot of the design that has big Vector Prime vibes here.
Yes.
A lot of gears.
Yeah, and everybody's trying to figure it out and, find a way inside, but there are no seams, there's no nothing. But what Medix does find is that there's a big handprint on it, which just had me thinking about Total Recall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quaid, start the reactor. But instead of starting the reactor and preventing Arnold Schwarzenegger's eyeballs from exploding, Ratchet puts his hand into it, and then it freezes him in place.
And covers him with too much pink energy.
Yes.
So that's a little distressing.
Especially distressing because it starts, like, more of these handprints start coming up, and, like, you know, this is a kid's show, but... Guys, I'm pretty sure this is how you summon, like, the robo-Cenobites.
Yeah, like, don't...
It is very, like,
techno-horror. Don't touch it.
These guys have such sights to show you. Hmm. You know, angels to some, demons to others, it is not hands that summon us. Somebody is getting, like, torn apart by hooks.
Yes. You just... Something like this happens, and you don't... Just don't. Don't touch it. Leave the room. Hmm. Call for help.
Call
an adult. Yes.
Oh, do you think Frenzy from that first Transformers movie ever met the Cenobite who shoots CDs out of his head? I think they'd have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think they'd get along.
Man, that CD guy was so stupid. Anyway, what they do is they then find themselves in a virtual reality world. It's a real Inception kind of thing.
The design of it reminded me of something like I couldn't quite place. What, probably just some other show's cyberspace episode.
I mean, what it looks like is when I like am on YouTube and it's got like a bunch of vaporwave, like lo-fi vaporwave beats to study to.
Yeah,
and then this is the background.
It definitely
looks.
Yeah,
if the sky had been pink.
It does look like it came from my Vaporwave wallpaper background folder on my laptop. It just needs a Lamborghini. There needs to be a Lamborghini sitting there reflecting all of the ambient neon.
Forever driving into this horizon.
I really like this this hourglass thing.
Yeah.
It's extremely... like it looks like something that could have showed up in... like. Something contemporary to the actual 1980s instead of just the fake 1980s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Needs more wood paneling.
Not so much the imagined 80s where everything was all bisexually lit and people wore like giant pastel suits. Yeah. As opposed to the 80s, which were just kind of the long 1970s.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as the clock ticked over to 1980, we didn't just all tear out our wood paneling and put up neon panels and stainless steel.
Well, maybe we should have.
Would have been would have gotten rid of a lot of those avocado colored fridges.
Yeah.
I just remembered why like Hellraiser 3 was in my head recently. Because.
Mm-hmm.
The director of that was the writer-director of Waxworks, which is a Ooh. Movie that ended up pissing me off.
Oh, no.
Wait, what? That movie rules.
No, no, it did not. It annoyed me in weird ways. Like, it's one of those movies that's way less than the sum of its parts.
You got something against Zach Galligan?
Well, yes, Billy from Gremlins. I fucking hated his character from minute one in that. He's a rich piece of shit, and he really doesn't get much better. Okay, I will say, David Warner in that movie is fucking amazing.
I do love some David Warner.
But the movie around David Warner kind of sucks. Like, the special effects alternate between, oh, that's okay, and wow, that looks like shit. Like, from shot to shot. And the lighting is just bad. The werewolf. The werewolf costume is actually kind of decent. It just has a big forehead. But it's under, like, really bright, like, soap opera lighting that it just looks like ass. And that's the whole movie all over.
So you're not going back for Waxwork 2, Lost in Time?
If we do that on Monster Don, yes. But I won't enjoy
it. It's got Bruce Campbell in it.
Ooh.
Yeah, I want Bruce Campbell. Anyway.
Anyway. They're in the vaporwave world here. Ratchet is the damsel in distress here. Hmm. At the top of a temple, and so they must now come up with a way to rescue him from a bunch of Saw-esque death traps.
This is a lot for children.
This is a lot.
Like, I mean, not the audience, but like for the characters who are children.
Yes.
Like, yeah, the concept is very serious. Like, oh, they're going to be trapped in there forever if they fail this test. There's a time limit. It's like maximum stress that the children are just kind of ignoring.
Also, because this is for, like, the very small, we don't get if you die in the virtual world, you die for real comment. Aww. But I think that's sort of implied.
Well, no, they just get trapped in there forever, not killed.
So they end up in this hall where they're, like, attacked by ancient warriors.
Hmm.
Which kind of reminded me of, like, that bit in Transformers the movie where Starscream's getting coronated and there are all those, like, weird Floro Derry statues of guys.
Yeah, it really have that vibe.
Yeah, just the designs of the guys on the glowing plinths were not G1-y, but, like, the whole setup was.
And then they're attacked, then they... Indiana Jones style, they're attacked by a high-tech looking boulder.
Yeah.
And someone...
I like that it wasn't just like a boulder. It was like a sort of like a big cue ball kind of thing.
A glowy, like with neon lines on it. Mm. Also, I like the joke where one of them says boulder and the other's like, he's not here. Because they know a guy named Boulder.
Yes, but I feel like Hotshot like was saying that it's like, no, I feel like he should have said a boulder, not the boulder. But he was just like, oh, Boulder is here. No, not Boulder. Boulder. It's like, have a way to verbally distinguish it. Definitive articles, please. And then they get the corridor of ultimate fear. I like the naming the new trap gag.
Yes.
Especially since, like, Medics gets the last one and his is kind of the best.
I like that it pays off with one of the traps actually being labeled with a ridiculous name. That was pretty good.
Oh, right. It actually did have a sign. Yeah.
That was the Windmill of Impenetrable Ferocity.
Yes.
Which, like, that one just made me think, wait, is this just an overly sized Transformers mini golf course?
Oh, man, we're going to have to rescue Ratchet from, like, the gorilla who's going back and forth over the thing.
Hmm.
But on the bright side, after it's done, we can all go get soft serve.
Yeah. Holy shit, I found a mini golf course around here. I have to go to it.
Ooh.
Well, I've already been to the soft serve that also has hot dogs and things, but I need to go to the mini putt.
Soft serve.
So Wedge manages to time this correctly so that he does not get sliced in half. And so he ends up rescuing Ratchet.
Hmm.
So they are now back in the real world. The dream is collapsing. And the lament configuration here opens. It's got four boxes of rarefied energon, and they are
at this point
more multi-cogs.
At this point, I was like, "If this is about cube, I am going to be so mad."
Yeah, because it's like four cubes stuck together in a line.
It's like Rubik's cube. It's like, oh, first cubes.
But we already seen the first cube and the second cube.
But this would be like the primal cube. Like, yes. the primordial mythological cube.
Yes, cube is older than we thought.
But fortunately,
these are proto-cubes.
They are finally taking a break from making cube, trying to make cube happen.
Yes.
And it is just some things that happen to be in the shape of cubes.
Yeah.
But more important than those, they also find an artifact that could change the course of Cybertronian history. And you won't find out until next episode.
No!
Yeah, it's just some multicogs and a thingy.
Yes, and
we won't tell you
about. This is a really good episode. I mean,
it
managed to still maintain the tone of the series, but also sort of, you know, it did add a little more peril.
My comment was that had better not be the Enigma of Combination. No.
Oh, yeah, because we knew it can't be the Matrix. It's like, what other thingy can it possibly be? It ends up not being any of the classic thingies.
It's a new thing.
Yeah, yeah. Very... just the fact that we're getting this meta plot, and there's, like, this was unusually lore-heavy for Rescue Bots Academy. So that's fun. Yeah. I like some lore.
All right, so that is it for us for Rescue Bots Academy this week. We'll be back next week with more Rescue Bots Academy action. Until then, you can find us all over social media. We are on Mastodon, we are on Blue Sky, and we have a Patreon.
Yes, we are hosted on iaconunderground.net, where we have a Patreon set up to help with hosting and other expenses. That is at patreon.com/iaconunderground. For as little as a dollar a month, you get access to our monthly special episodes. For the month of May, which just went up a little late in the month, but we did make it before the month was actually over. In honor of the He-Man, well, the Masters of the Universe movie coming out, since we had already watched the Dolph Lundgren Masters of the Universe... we decided to watch the other theatrical He-Man release, Secret of the Sword, which I think is the first time you guys got very much exposure to non-Netflix She-Ra. So,
true.
That was fun.
I'd seen some episodes as a kid. I think I'd probably seen this because it was more of a direct He-Man tie-in, but I really didn't remember much of it at all.
So it was fun. I mean, it definitely was. It had the flow of five episodes that were edited together because it just kept feeling like it had ended, and then there's more happening. But yeah, other than that, it was a lot of fun. I've been meaning to go back and watch some old She-Ra, and that was a good place to start because, you know, it's the start of She-Ra.
That's right. And who knows, maybe she'll be in this new movie.
Maybe. I heard something about there being a mention that he has a sister named Adora.
Ooh, I mean, I figure for your, like, credit scenes, it's got to be some combination of She-Ra, Hordak, or the apparently otherwise not in the movie Orko.
Oh, what? Mm. Oh, why would you leave Orko out of the movie?
I mean, it's not any of the trailers or anything. I
guess
maybe it's just like
the same reason you'd leave him out of the original movie, which is he's silly.
Yes.
I'd love it if it ends with Orko, Gwildor, and Shadow Weaver in the scene together, just for maximum insanity,
doing magic stuff.
I mean, it might be something like what happened with. Secret of the Sword, in which Orko was just on vacation for the whole movie.
I like to think that he and Evil Lyn and, like, Beastman were just hanging out. Like that, the old Looney Tunes bit with the sheepdog and the coyote, where they just clock out at the end of the day. And they just...
Morning, Orko. Morning, my man.
Yeah. So they just clock out at the end of the day, and they're just, like, hanging out and going on vacation together, and being on opposing factions is just their day job. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that movie, and it was a lot of fun to rewatch some of the old cartoon.
All right, well, until next time, when we when we find out what that artifact is, and then the whole show goes to the dogs. I'm Rob.
I'm Jen. They better not combine. No more of that.
Yeah, we don't really need combining in the two cell toys. It's like, anyway, next week in space, I'm David.
Okay.
Record.
Okay, squiggles are squiggling, partners.
So, Death Cobra makes me want to go, snake, snake, oh, it's a snake.
Yeah, I have to, like, OC myself up a breast force badger.
Cobra!
They're a good set,
Guy
though.
Guyhawk is first, cool.
I'm glad that the QC seems to be good for everybody. Okay. I'm sure also Hasbro is glad that the QC seems to be good for everybody. All right, I have tested my mic sufficiently.
All right, howdy y'all, and welcome